Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood brain booster. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you're going through the motions but not really growing as a person? You know that feeling when you look back on the year and think, is that all there was? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you that doesn't have to be your story. We're diving headfirst into personal growth today, how to build a roadmap for yourself so you can actually level up in every aspect of your life. Think about it like this. We spend countless hours planning vacations, work projects, even our next takeout order. But when was the last time you sat down and said, okay, Jake Carter, what are you doing to grow? This isn't just some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo, it's about setting intentions, defining your goals, and taking action to become the best version of yourself. So, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a rock-solid growth plan. First, get crystal clear on your why. Why do you want to grow? What drives you? Is it to be happier, healthier, more confident, or maybe even just more interesting at dinner parties? Whatever your reason, write it down. Make it tangible, make it real. Because when things get tough, and they will, that why is going to be your anchor, keeping you grounded and motivated. Next up, identify your strengths and weaknesses. We all have them, so no need to beat yourself up about either one. Focus on what you're already good at, those are your stepping stones. And then look at those areas where you want to improve. What skills do you need to develop? Where can you learn something new? Remember, growth comes from both building on what we know and tackling what we don't. Now, set some smart goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Fake goals like be more successful are about as helpful as a chocolate teapot. Instead, try something like, I will learn to play 3 new guitar chords by the end of this month. See the difference? It's clear, it's measurable, and it has a deadline. Once you've got your goals in place, break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain you wouldn't try to reach the summit in one giant leap, right? You take small, consistent steps until you get there. The same goes for personal growth. Break those big goals into bite-sized chunks and celebrate each milestone along the way. Finally, remember to be patient and kind to yourself. Growth isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be setbacks, there will be moments when you want to throw in the towel. That's perfectly normal. Just dust yourself off, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer stuck in a rut. She feels like she's hit a creative wall, and her passion is fading fast. She decides to take charge, so she follows these steps. First, she rediscovers her why it's the joy of creating impactful visuals that inspire others. Next, she identifies her strengths. She's a master at typography and color theory and acknowledges her weakness. She needs to brush up on motion graphics. Sarah sets smart goals. Learn 3 new motion graphics techniques by the end of the month. Explore online communities for inspiration and attend a workshop on animation principles. She breaks these goals into smaller steps. Practice 30 minutes every day. Join 2 online forums, and research different workshops. And guess what? Sarah starts to feel that creative spark ignite again. She's learning new skills, connecting with other creatives, and rediscovering her passion for design. See, personal growth isn't some magical fairy tale, it's about taking concrete steps every single day. It's about setting goals, pushing your boundaries, and celebrating every victory along the way. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. The key is to unlock your potential and create a plan for growth that works for you. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there, level up, and make this year your best one yet. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost. Leave us a review, it means the world. And join me tomorrow for another dose of brain-boosting goodness. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.